So this is May 21st, 2023. Tasting Bhakti Rasa Manjari Rasa Sadhana. We're reading from a book called Manjari Sri Nirupan by Kunjabihari Babaji Maharaj. We discussed Stairati, which is, Stairati is the down and loving mood towards Krishna. And specifically we're discussing Madharati, amorous love between Radha and Krishna, and Krishna's sakis, how the Manjari Kinkari Dasis play a part to make that all happen. So to taste Bhakti Rasa or Prem Rasa or Madhurya Rasa, different components are called Rasa Samagri. Different components or elements or combination of factors and different moods and feelings are required to come into play. The first thing is a permanent loving mood. So the permanent loving mood, which will expand in different ways and provide different tastes and experiences, is called amorous love, love between Radha and Krishna. They're the Prem Vishai, the object of love, and Prem Vishai, the object of love, and Prem Ashray, the sheltered reservoir of love. So the first thing is Stairati or Stairbhav, and the second thing is Vibhav. Vibhav means the hero and the heroine, and the setting, the props, the place, the time, autumn, full moon and autumn season, scented breezes, those flowers, breezes, Yamuna River, the bank, sandy banks of Yamuna. These are all the elements of the environment which stimulate the mood of love in the heart for the lover and beloved, the Radha and Krishna. They're called Udipan, Vibhav Udipan. So now, how the Manjaris are part of that Vibhav, because they're assistants to the Prem Ashray. They're assistants and servants of Radhani's love. So there's a verse here, it's by some anonymous Vaishnava, describes, is a summary of how, how do the Manjaris idolize, what do they see, how do they see Radha and Krishna? How do Manjaris see Radha and Krishna? The water is a poem. The water increases the beauty of the lotus flower. The lotus increases the beauty of the lake. Both the lotus and the water enhance the charms of the lake. Charms is different than beauty. So I'll figure that out. The bracelet is beautified by the jewel. The jewels are beautified by the bracelet. But both combine to increase the beauty of the hand. Poets have to create their own world, you know. Says Apara Samsara Kavya. Apara Samsara Kavya. For the Kavi, for the poet, for the writer of Sahitya means literature. The world is his. It's unlimited. Apara Samsara means unlimited world. So the world of the poet, the world of the painter, knows no boundaries. You can get as crazy or wild as they want to be. That's why most artists and most writers and poets take some kind of drugs. Or vodka or something like that. They get a different higher state of consciousness, enhances their ordinary ESP extrasensory perception. And they reproduce that in writings of poetry or in songs or paintings, etc. So the poem goes on. The night becomes more lovely when the moon shines. The moon appears more beautiful at night. But the moon is also out in the day. The moon's out right now. But you can't, sometimes you see the moon in the daytime, doesn't make much impression. So I go, what are you doing? You're useless. When the night comes, he's called Uttaraj. Uttaraj means the Lord of the Night. Uttaraj. It's a Sanskrit name for the moon. So the moon looks more beautiful. So when Radha Krishna are together, the sky's charm, no, when the moon and the night are together, the sky's charm is increased. So all these analogies are trying to compare Radha when she's with Krishna. So it is with when Radha is with Krishna, each of them increases each other's beauty. And together, they increase the beauty of Vrindavan. So what's Vrindavan without Radha and Krishna? What are Radha and Krishna without Vrindavan? When in Kurukshetra, Krishna went there when he was 55 years old, he met the gopis. Gopis came to Kurukshetra. Krishna was there, Radha was there, but there was no Vrindavan, so there was no Ras. There was no Ras, there was no pleasure, no happiness. So now he describes the Vibhav Manjaris from Govinda Lilamrita. Krishna's Kaviraj glorifies Radharani's Manjaris maidservants. Radharani's Sakis, Manjaris, are entirely devoted to her seva, like the branches, leaves, and flowers of a divine creeper of love. The Prem Lata is Radharani herself. She's a pleasure-giving potency to Krishna, Ladini Shakti. And Krishna's like the moon, it gives delight to the lily-like damsels of Vrindavan. Thus, Radha and Krishna are equal to the very self of the Manjari. Nusha Nilamani, no, excuse me, Vrindavan Mahamrita, 8th chapter, verses 23 through 42, there's a nice description of the Manjaris. It's called 8th Sattaka, 8th chapter of Vrindavan Mahamrita, from verse 23 to 42. So this describes the beauty of a Manjari's body. Which Manjari? You Manjari. Bhavati Manjari. Or Vrindarika Manjari. Or Govinda Manjari. Or Krishna Kumari Manjari. This is you, believe it or not. It's a different kind of mirror. You have to look at a transcendental mirror to see this reflection of yours. You have to install a transcendental mirror in your bathroom. And one day you walk in, you'll see, wow, that's me. Now you look, oh my God, it's a horror show. No rating, no movie without any rating. You have X-rated movies, parental movies, PG, parental PG movies, X-rated movies, blue movies, all kinds of movies. But the movie, when you look in the mirror, it's like, no rating. There's no rating in that movie. The Manjari, you Manjari, have a glistening golden complexion. You are the picture of charming sweetness, bodily luster, and loveliness. And your honey-like sweetness is unlimited. Really? She is in the beginning of her maidenhood, and she wears a star-studded, star-shaped necklace of pearls and a multicolored blouse. That's cool. Colorful manjari. Rainbow pattern on a scroll or something. Multicolored, like rainbow girl or something. The beauty of her shapely arms is further enhanced by her gold bracelets and jeweled armbands. The vine, her hair braid hangs down to her captivating thighs, and its swinging movements increase her beauty. She has an enchantingly thin waist. Remember that. It wears the divine silk garment, which is folded alluringly. Amazing folding. hangs down over her ankles. That's a pretty long dress. A fine cloth decorated with flowers and leaves covers her hair and sides of her face. The Manji has sweet, shy smiles, playful glances. Sweet, shy smile. I have sweet smiles, shy smiles, and also playful glances. That doesn't seem like a mix to me, but anything's possible in that little one. Either playful or shy. Shy, playful, don't go together. Well, this is transcendental body, so it's transcendental phenomenon being experienced here. That's why it's called a lokik tattva. Lokik tattva is here and now, mundane reality, material world. But lokik means spiritual, transcendental. So you can be simultaneously shy and not shy. Shy and playful. Shy and flirtatious. How is it possible? You're flirtatious and simultaneously shy and flirtatious. Radharani has Bhamya Bhav, and she has Avahita Bhav, and she has Laja Bhav. All these are personified as Sakis. So they're taking her different directions. Bhamya Bhav means resisting mood. Takes her back home. And then her Laja mood makes her shy and incapable of moving towards her home. And Avahita Bhav means she tries to cover her emotions, pretend she's not excited about Krishna standing in front of her. That's a good one. It's called Avahita Bhav. Trying to cover your true intentions. Women are good at that. They pretend like they like you, but they don't. When push comes to show, you know that that's not true. Anyway, she knows how to make, the Manji knows how to make various attractive movements. Manji is always thrilled by the loving affairs of Radha Govinda Yugal. And Manji is expert in many arts because she's been taught by Radharani herself. Manji looks especially attractive because she's wearing the prasadi garlands, clothes, and ornaments and jewelry of Radha and Krishna. Prasadi is called Prasadi Beige. Manji is endowed with unlimited good qualities, of which humility and mannerliness are foremost. She knows good manners. It's called Maryada. The Manji fully understands Radharani's wishes by the slightest glance or hint. It's called Ingita. Krishna, the Manji relishes Krishna's prasadi pan, and this Palyadasi always, Manji always feels that she's loved, cared for, she's lovingly cared for and affectionately protected and loved by Radharani especially, and also by Krishna. That's nice. Radha and Krishna love the Manjis and care for them. The Manji carries various paraphernalia for service, like extra kajal, you know, makeup and cosmetics, and pan to chew, and water jugs and cups, and all kinds of fans, and all things are necessary for seva. The Manji constantly tastes the rasa arising from Radharani's foreign qualities and pastimes. And the Manji is always thinking of Radharani's loving affairs with Krishna. And she always feels, this is an interesting point here. Manji always feels a thrilling sensation. That's pretty far. She's always like some tingling going up her back spine, you know. Wow. She always has She's always relishing some inner excitement. Because she's remembering the most exciting dynamic duo in the entire creation, Radha and Krishna. Manjari's mind is with Radha and Krishna. So I can't help but be feeling a tingling sensation. A thrilling sensation. Prabhupada once, I didn't record this one. Here we go again. I got too excited. It's all set to record, but I didn't start it. Anyway. Yeah. Once Prabhupada told one disciple of Mayapur, and this disciple always used to repeat all the time, he said, if you're in Krishna consciousness, if you are in Krishna consciousness, you will experience a thrill at every moment. That was Prabhupada's own experience. He had a very thrilling life. He was full of joy and happiness, and he spread it wherever he went. To anybody who's receptive. If the rain is falling and your buckets turn upside down, like we told 2 weeks ago, a week ago, there's no water, you don't get any water filled up. You have to turn up your bucket. So your heart's like a bucket. If you turn upside down, you can't collect any rain of mercy, rain of frame. Frame is raining from the sky. The Prabhupada was raining frame and mercy everywhere, all around the world. Most people's buckets were upside down and just bounced off, doink, 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 doink. Like when rain hits a metal roof, it goes boink, boink, boink. Makes a funny sound, you know, ding, 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 ding. So everyone thought that sound was spiritual advancement. But then after Prabhupada left, everybody flew away. So many people flew away. But they didn't have their buckets in the right position. Collected enough mercy to carry on. Anyway, so the gopis, the mantras, are always thinking of the pastimes of Radha Krishna, and consequently they're feeling a thrilling sensation. Mantra is always immersed in the ocean of happiness due to her intense loving affection for Radharani. In the past, present, or future, whether awake, dreaming, or in deep sleep, jagrata, swapna, or susupti, the Manjari desires nothing other than the seva of Radha's lotus feet. Other than Radha's lotus feet, the Manjari knows nothing, not even her dreams. The Manjari rushes towards anything that bears even the most insignificant relation to Radharani, the way the rivers rush to the ocean. The Manjari is washed away. That's so funny. Washed away by the ocean of love. That's a great phrase. Because many of us spend time on the beach and riding the waves, and you know, wherever we can find a beach and ride the waves, Puri or anywhere, you know, Red Sea, Black Sea, or any sea. And you know, we get washed away by the waves also. But the Manjaris get washed away by the ocean of love. Nice. Ocean of love. In separation from Radharani, for even a moment, the Manjari almost dies. Day and night, the Manjari remains inseparable as a shadow from Radharani's lotus feet. The Manjari is so beautiful that the whole universe and even Shiva and Ananta are astonished by the beauty of the Manjari. Every moment, the Manjari's body is covered with thrill bumps as she tastes the rasa of seva. That's why we say seva is bliss. It makes your hair stand on end. And she tastes, I said that. The Wanji enchants everyone with her bodily effulgence and loveliness as she moves from place to place in her anxiety to run here and there to serve Radharani. It sounds like a bunch of Dwari ladies in the kitchen on Janmashtami. A bunch of Dwari ladies in the deity kitchen on Janmashtami, running crazy all over the place and offerings and crashing into each other, drowning stuff. And 200, we had in the temple presence saying, 250 preparations. Any more? Yeah, I got 10 more. 260, 300, 400. I remember the LA once, there were 1,008 preparations on Janmashtami. 1,008. They're cooking in the kitchen. The houses, and apartments they were cooking. Everybody's running down the Masika Avenue with plates of prasad, bhoga in their hand. It was really crazy. 500 offerings, 600, 700, 1,008. That's some crazy running here and there. So that's Manjari. They're running from place to place in anxiety to better serve Radharani. About the effulgence of the Manjari, beautifies and enriches the 10 directions. What are the 10 directions?
8 directions, north, northeast, east,
north, north, south, east, and west. Northeast, southeast.
Northwest,
southeast. Uber Niche. Yeah, 10 directions. So the Manjari makes it beautiful. Uber Niche, Vayadaya, Ishan, Purva, Pashim.
Agne, Agne, Nairati.
Thank you. Okay, good. Northeast. Northeast is Ishan. East is Purva. West is Pashim. Southwest is.
Nairuti.
Nairuti. Nairuti. Southeast.
Agni.
Fire corner.
Agni is
southeast.
Southeast
Agni.
Northeast.
Ishan.
Ishan. Ishan. Shiva. Isha. Shiva is in northeast. And that's the northeast section of Radhakund is where? What Sukhi is there?
Visakha
Sukhi. And Yogavid, Navadvip?
Navadvip is Ramanuja.
Way to Prabhu. Okay. Right? Follow Visakha. Hey, right, Maralika. Uber. So the Manjari is satisfied and happy with the sweet conversations and private conversation of Radha and Krishna. So the Manjari, they're private, but not, they're private, there's Radha and Krishna, no Sakis are there, but the Manjaris are there. So she's enjoying it. Anybody can eavesdrop on love conversations with a really lucky guy, lucky girl. Plus, that's not for everyone. This is nice. The Manjari is extremely joyful to listen to the nectarian words, which are cooling and sweet, which spill from the mouth of Radharani. Drops of nectar fall from Radharani's mouth, and the Manjari is collected. Krishna, Siddha Krishna's Babaji, Amasi Ganga Govardhan, he wrote a book in Bengali called Sadhana Amrita Chandrika. He gave a meditation on the form of Manjari. Manjari Rup Dhyan, meditating on the form of Manjari. One should constantly meditate on one's own form as a Manjari, whose body is whose body is drenched with the mercy of the spiritual master. Drenched. What does drenched mean?
Totally
immersed.
Soaked.
Soaked.
Put your clothes on, go in the Radhakund. Come out, oh, you're drenched. So that the manji is drenched, is totally covered, totally rain, drowning in the mercy of the Guru. Manji is expert in the 64 arts and crafts. And this particular manji, he's meditating on obviously himself. So he's giving a generic meditation, but the specifics may be individual. This manjari, Siddha Krishna's Babaji manjari, whoever he's, Kula manjari, whatever his name is, wears a red skirt and a white shawl. Has a blouse covered in pearls, a pearl embroidered choli. And the border of her blouse is red with gold and gold ribbon. She's anointed with paste of musk and sandalwood. And the manjari is always sweetly smiling. And she's always eager for service. Wake up, Vrindarika. Jee Jago. And she's expert in finding out new ways to do service. What? Where are they? Where do you find those kind of manjaris? I haven't had anybody like that. Even Sadhguru or Siddharu. There's Sadhguru and Siddharu. I know many people have Siddharu and they have Sadhguru, but they're not always eager for service. They're always eager to run away from service. There you go. Hey, come back. Excellent in finding out new ways to avoid service. No, that's not the thing. That's us, guys. The manjari is endowed with all good qualities like humility. Some of this obviously is repetition, because this Siddha Krishna's, Vrindavan Mahamrita was written by Prabhupada Saraswati 500 years ago. Siddha Krishna's wrote this in 1860. So that's 160 years ago. So he took his indication from Prabhupada Saraswati. So manjari always prays for Radharani's mercy, and every action of manjari is only for the pleasure of Radharani Krishna. The manjari is as beautiful, like a beautiful lotus flower herself. She has a deep and secret feeling of love for Krishna. Her beauty of the manjari bewilders the young Cupid. She's expert in making conversation, which increases the pleasures of the amorous affairs for Radha Krishna. She has a transcendental, beautiful form, and she's always happy due to absorbing and singing songs which are pleasing to Radha Krishna Yuga. Her body luster is molten gold, and she's free. The manjari is free from even the slightest hint of self-centered desire. The manjari is overwhelmed day and night with feelings of love for Radha and Krishna. The manjari always brings Radha and Krishna together in a secret way. The manjari is part of Radharani's galaxy of friends. Especially she's a member of Vishaka's group. It says Lita Yerva. I do a poetic license. Vishaka's group. And the manjari is dedicated exclusively to Radharani and constantly engaged in her service. She loves Radharani even more than she loves Krishna. Okay, next Sunday we'll discuss Udipans. Udipan means the kindlers, the stimulants, the excitants to Ras, the shakers and movers. Get it going. So I want to say now this Sunday satsang, starting from